Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Brissy. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Andy Anderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Red Embry. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Moses reaches second base with a double. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball four. Moses moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. Chapman scores. Majeski goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Graham reaches second base with a double. There goes Pretty trying to get to home. Majeski throws to Astroth, who tags Pretty for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth strikes out. One out. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Moses reaches second base with a double. Joost moves to third. Dick Starr now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas strikes out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Majeski strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Dillinger moves to second. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Graham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. Pretty moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-1 in the game. Platt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Platt reaches third base with a triple. Pretty scores. Graham goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 3, Browns, 3. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-1 in the game. Kakas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Spence hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Browns. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Lou Brissy. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Astroth moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Joost bunts towards the mound. Star fields it and throws to first for the out. Astroth moves to third. Wright moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham fields it and throws to home to get Astroth. Wright moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bubba Harris now pitching. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr is 0-for-1 in the game. Starr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence who is chasing the ball. Majeski reaches third base with a triple. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Suter reaches second base with a double. Majeski scores. Vallo goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Athletics. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Suter scores. It's 7-5, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harris moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Juice strikes out. two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Moss settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Moss. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Dillinger goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6 Athletics. Alex Kellner now pitching. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Graham hits a ball on the ground that hits Pretty. Pretty is out and Graham is safe at first. There goes Pretty trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. Graham moves to second. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kakas hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Vallo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Vallo reaches second base with a double. Majeski goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Suter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Suter reaches second base with a double. Vallo scores. It's 9-6, Athletics. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spence moves to second. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Bill Kennedy. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Spence scores. Moss moves to third. It's 9-7, Athletics. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moss scores. Two outs. It's 9-8, Athletics. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Sievers scores. It's Athletics, 9, Browns, 9. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Lehner now playing center field. Al Papai now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a pop-up towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papai fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 9. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Platt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kakas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner fires to first and picks off Kakas. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. he's got 4 RBIs. Valo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner, who is chasing the ball. Valo reaches third base with a triple. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Valo scores. It's 10-9, Athletics. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Astroth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner bunts in front of the plate. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter moves to third. Astroth moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Suter scores. Two outs. It's 11-9, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Astroth moves to third. Moses moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 9. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moss strikes out. One out. John Sullivan pinch hits for Alpapai. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-4 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Anderson moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Anderson scores. It's 11-10, Athletics. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 10. The Athletics will come to bat. Ned Garver now pitching. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Valo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valo is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles, a triple, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Valo takes first base on ball 4. Majeski moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 4-for-5 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Majeski moves to third. Vallo moves to second. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Astroth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Astroth reaches second base with a double. Majeski scores. Vallo scores. Suter moves to third. It's 13-10, Athletics. Carl Drews now pitching. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. Fain hits a pop-up towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Browns 10. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Graham hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kakas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 13, and St. Louis Browns, 10. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.